to the Wicked Awesome Podcast. This is your host, Matt, speaking. I am thrilled today to have my buddy Stout co-hosting with me. Welcome, Stout. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good. Gosh darn it. Freaking Zoom.
What?
Now, how am I going to do this, man? It's like I have all these freaking notes, and it won't let me minimize my screen because I'm recording. It's like, but I have to minimize my screen because I have like all freaking lists.
Can you bring
shit.
Your notes up on can you bring your notes up on another device?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. Let's see what I got here, because this is a good one, man. I mean, I've been too serious with my shows lately, and I think the last one I recorded, and I probably shouldn't have because I wasn't overly enthusiastic about doing it at the time. And it's just, it's like, man, I'm just bringing people down. So I'm glad I'm bringing
something.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm bringing you in. It's like, but now I got
to
find
some
this.
Fun. We'll make a record turn out. We'll have record listeners on this one.
Record listeners, how about that?
I'm predicting that. We'll have fun with it, and you've already had some overwhelming response before you've even done the show. So we'll have fun with it, and it's about the humor. This one, really.
This one is definitely about the humor. Unpopular opinions. Of course, now my phone is loading Google Docs. But while it does that here, I'll just go.
Opinions.
Yeah, maybe I don't have to. Hold on. I apologize.
You can't bring it up on another.
I'm trying to on my phone. So here we go.
Go on. Sometimes there's technical difficulties.
Here we go. I got it. It's on. Now I gotta put my glasses on now because I have it on my phone. So, all right, here we go. Stout and I, the old guys, looking at our thing. Okay, so I'm going to read the ones off the face thing first because I get a lot of face thing responses. I'm not reading all of them, okay?
No, there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. Some people got confused with what I was asking.
They missed the mark.
Yeah, and they listed their pet peeves, which is not what I'm really asking for. I'm asking for opinions that are just unpopular and personal.
It
pet
can
peeves,
throw people, right?
It can throw people off a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of them were just like, and then some of them were just going to town, like the same people over and over with all of their pet peeves. And I was like, all right, settle down.
Yeah. And some of them did, some of them who listed a lot, I mean, one or two did hit into the category of unpopular opinions. But here we go. Here's one: pineapple on pizza. Now that could be a popular or an unpopular one, because on my unpopular list I have this one, he says pineapple on pizza, just no, where mine says pineapple on pizza is good. Pineapple on pizza,
I think,
is very,
that's one of those deals, Matt. Do you agree that there's no in between? I don't think there's a middle ground on that. I think you're all in or you're all out. I don't think there's middle ground. Well, that may not be true. It seems like that would be the case. I've had it, and I could take it or leave it. So maybe there is a middle ground.
So I was going to say, you just described a middle ground.
That is the middle ground. I guess I'm the only guy. Most people I hear have just go, fucking, you know where you put it? Right in the dumpster. And then some
right
people
the
go,
dumpster.
Really? Like, my brother loves that shit, but he does his own twist on it, you know, all the years in Hawaii. But he does, instead of like the, what was the popular one? It would be pineapple and ham. He does pineapple and bacon, or pineapple and pepperoni, I believe. He doesn't do like straight ham.
Either or work. I thought, since you mentioned Hawaii, that you're going to say pineapple and spam. I bet you can buy that.
Oh my God, they do. It's on everywhere. Every corner, every store, every place I went into in Hawaii had like meat packs. Like a picture, almost like an empanada, a big version of, am I picking the right thing? Like an like a folded pastry, and they're in the heaters, the warmers when you come in the store, and they're full of spam.
Full of spam. Full of spam. Yeah. So you could totally buy a pizza in Hawaii with spam and pineapple. Hey, I'd eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Oh,
Why
yeah.
not? All right, here's a rather long one, but I am.
Like, even Michael Stipe wrote a song about that, didn't he?
Yeah, eat.
Spams meets a, what is it? Spams meat that's gone through a sieve.
Oh, really? I didn't. I guess I missed that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that stand in the place that where you live?
Oh, stand in the place that you. Oh, you're making a joke, and that one flew over my head. Yes,
Was a
and
terrible joke.
probably why it flew over my head and Beth's going over my head. Yes. Here's a good one. Sports are
Oh, my.
aggressively uninteresting. If we inject meaning into them at all, they are only as meaningful as soap operas, not more meaningful. They're simply different types of players in a different game. The people who watch sports deserve no more respect than those watching a soap opera just because it's coded male. I agree. I completely agree.
Well, that's an unpopular opinion, though, like
Yep.
really
Yeah.
unpopular opinion. That's
Oh, it's a very unpopular
just,
opinion. Yep.
yeah,
But I
because
mean,
you have every walk of life, right? You've got the person who likes a soap opera and there's a reason that they do, and you can't really judge them. Like some people, that's the shit, man. My mom would record two soaps. So it was an hour and a half worth of soaps. One was a half hour show, one was an hour.
Oh
She
yeah,
recorded it every day and she lived by it. And I could pick up 20 years later, I could watch an episode with her and say, Mom, I know right where they're at still.
yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because the story just keeps on freaking circling, man.
That
But
Victor Newman is still alive. That Victor Newman.
there you go. But I agree with this. And also, I mean, it's like I said in my spoken word show, there's one life lesson you can learn from sports, and that is people suck. You know,
Well,
hey,
I mean, you're
and I'm guilty
saying.
of it, and I'm guilty of being involved in sports and yelling at the TV and all that. I mean, I will say that,
So
but it brings out the worst of us.
I mean, but so you're agreeing with the unpopular opinion, not agreeing that it is an unpopular opinion. Are
I'd
you
say
agreeing that they're
both.
both, that it can be both?
They
Yeah.
can be both. Oh,
Yeah, I've
yeah.
got it.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
mean, there's a use for sports. I mean, there's a natural competition for humans and especially like Americans because, you know, we fought to get where we are. And so that competition and that, I just always, I liked sports. I liked playing them. You know, I did. I did a lot of sports and I
Sure,
liked
I did.
watching them for a while
Yeah,
till I
yeah.
realized it was conglomo and it was all fixed and conglomo and money. And I didn't like that part of it. So I
Oh,
kind of got away.
now we're getting into conspiracy theories. That's
Yeah,
a
I got,
different.
it was more than conspiracy theories. You look at guys like Jerry Jones for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, come on. He changed it, made it more about money than it was about the friendly camaraderie of playing on a team and facing your opponent. I think it just started, and I was a Bills fan, so there's obvious reasons for getting out of football for me. But
Hey,
I still
they're
like
playing better these
hockey and
days.
shit. I
Yep.
know that. Well,
Yep.
that ship sailed when they pulled some got politics in there. But I do believe, you know, the competitive nature and spirit. What cracks me up is when they people go, "We." I'm like, you weren't down on that field. You were eating hot dogs on your couch. That
Exactly,
we thing,
right?
we beat the shit out of you guys last week. We
Right.
did.
As I drink 18 Bud Lights and eat like 18 chicken wings.
Yeah, we were
And
doing good on that field.
yeah, take a little nap during halftime, and it's like, yeah, we help that team, definitely. Okay, in most cases, performance reviews are unnecessary. I would agree.
Performance reviews. Oh, and jobs and work, you mean the workplace?
Exactly. I would
Yeah, I think
agree.
that's hokey. I don't know why they would do that because it makes people unsettled and then they're judging you on something. And I had to do that one time at a hotel and it was fucking disastrous and it was the stupidest thing I'd ever. I sat across from the assistant food and beverage director and looked him straight in the eyes and he's reading out of a book, a giant book, and I said, are you serious right now? I said, I got to get back to work. I don't have time for this. But it was based on my future. It was based on pay, like if they were going to give you a raise. And I don't think I got my raise because I said, I don't have time for this. And I got up and left his office.
So I would say with that or this particular opinion, it's unpopular in kind of everyday circles, but probably a popular opinion in administrative circles. That would be my guess. because I
Maybe,
think
but these days, it doesn't exist these days. You cannot fire somebody almost these days. So realistically speaking, you just have to do what you can to keep someone there and keep them happy. And they'll leave even with good money on the table, right?
okay. Yep.
Your coif looks good today. Your coif is looking good.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing my hair. Actually, I think I look pretty hip right now. Got my glasses on. Looking at you and I, both with glasses on. I'm like, I think we both look pretty good. And that's a
People only,
that
when
would
they
be a
listen to the
pot.
show, though, they don't get this.
They well, I know. I'll throw a picture up on social media,
I
but
know.
and they can vote on who's more hip. But one thing, this is a this would be a popular opinion that wow, both of these guys look really good, right? Yeah,
That's
man.
a popular opinion,
That's a popular opinion. Yep. Okay, here's
especially
another.
by you and I. That's you and I. That's our popular opinion right there.
Right. Men are radically oppressed by the patriarchy and must be liberated from the imperative to be a man. This imperative kills them. You know, that's a deep one right there. And if you
Just go look
understand,
at the Unity Amish.
what about the Unity Amish?
They're
How does that?
fine. They're fine with it.
They're fine with their
They're fine with it.
patriarchy. Okay. But yeah, I would say it's an unpopular opinion because most people want to believe we're stuck in this patriarchal culture where men feel like they have to be powerful. They have to have purpose at work. They have to share their experiences with others to get some sort of validation. Look at the great choices I am. And if a man tends to get emotional, it's emotionally needy, that we tend to look down upon that. And men struggle showing their true feelings. And therefore, when things come to a head, emotionally, they act out in anger as opposed to dealing with their emotional distress in a healthy way.
Less and less. I think less and less as time goes on. But also, you have to remember that it's not only a pressured society, societal thing, it's also a chemical thing. You know, men, if they're full of testosterone, there's a big chemical difference there that keeps them on that track. And, you know, if you go way back, we don't have to live in that type of society anymore. But really, it was, you know, forced back when things were tough. A man had to make a decision about his family, had to press on. Whether decision was popular, good or bad, Dahmer, Party of 20, you still had to make a decision, and your family followed you through that to get to a greater good. Not as much anymore, but some of that's chemical. And these days, we're just, I think, birthing weaker generations, which happens to every single superpower society throughout history.
I do wonder if we get stuck in the patriarchal roles that we maybe take for granted in our generation, maybe all generations, this belief that men have to work, they are looked down upon if they are the ones that are staying home taking care of the kids, why the woman of the household works and is the breadwinner. And also, and that gets into the nurturing role as well, as men are rarely seen as the primary nurturers of kids.
I think many times, once again, in our society, in the present day, both the man and the woman in many households are for, they both have to go out to earn that check. They have to, in certain situations, to raise their kids and to provide and to be able to have a comfortable life for their kids, which does take the parents away from the children more, but also it's forced upon them unless. You know, the guy's a big powerhouse, went to college for many years, becomes a lawyer, and has his own firm, and he's bringing down, you know, half mil or more a year. Then maybe the mom could be home, or reverse the role. The woman does that, and the man could be home. Somebody could be there, but there's still a disattachment for the kids from one parent to the other in that situation as well. Are we being trying to be too smart, or should we be funnier? I'm not sure how this was supposed to go.
Well, we'll end the conversation on this one here for now, but that might, it's a good topic for another podcast.
That really
But
is. It's like it because I think that America can suffer because of all aspects of this deal. It's hard to have a family these days. It's always been hard to have a family. I don't know what I'm saying. Forget what I
Yeah.
say, Matt. I don't have a right to really speak of it. I really
Well, just
don't.
no, we'll get, no, you're making some interesting points, and we can talk about it again. Okay, here we go. If someone is in a monogamous relationship, and I'm not, this is a direct quote from the person who shared this. Okay, let me start over. If someone is in a monogamous relationship and I'm not, staying monogamous is their responsibility, not mine. So if you're dating someone who is monogamous and you're polyamorous and you're open about this from the get-go, okay, I'm not going to change. I don't expect you to change with your monogamy if you, but you can't expect me to change with my polyamory.
That's the on the that's on the monogamous party. That's on them. If they stay, but they complain because they were warned out of the gate. So it's not something that just happened over months. They were warned out of the gate, and if they have a problem with it later, that's on them. Then they could have moved on. They had a choice to make.
Right. And I guess it would be an unpopular opinion if people disagree with just the whole multiple or friendships, relationships, partners, whatever, however you want to define the polyamorous part. But yeah, so.
Supposedly, we're not supposed to be monogamous. We're animals. We like to breed. It's in our DNA to spread seed or to procreate. It's there to be. Really, monogamy wasn't supposed to be, I don't think, in the human's nature. I think it just became a thing, and people think it's noble. But truthfully, I think monogamy, we're just like any animal in the woods, in a sense. And I'm not putting down monogamy. I'm monogamous. You know what I mean? I don't, you know. Have you know you can go through stages of your life too. You know, have I been polyamorous? Sure.
Have you been honestly polyamorous? That's the question right there.
Well, not honestly, you would call it something different when you're
Yes.
single, you know.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Here's
You
one.
know.
Chicago deep dish pizza is not pizza. Now, I agree
Well,
with
that's
that.
ridiculous. How?
I agree with it, but with a caveat. I really like Chicago deep dish pizza, but it's not like a flat crust with just sauce, cheese, and
Bullshit.
toppings. It's
Bullshit.
more like a bread lasagna. That's what it's to
No,
me.
I think it's ingredients and think no, because you layer in noodles. It's ingredients. Pizza is pizza. You're not deep dishing and layering noodles and ricotta cheese in there. What are you
They put
called?
ricotta in deep dish pizza.
They
Yeah.
can. I've seen it. I have had it on top, little dollops. But
I see.
generally speaking, noodles and it's ingredients. I think you could make a pizza whatever thickness you want, and it's still a pizza, no?
You can't put it in a cast iron 4-inch dish and call that a pizza. You
You
can't.
can, they did. You can, they
Well,
did.
I'm telling them right now they can't. They got
So
that
you're
doesn't.
saying flat. It has to be flat,
Pizza
fucking
has to be flat.
traditional,
It does.
traditional.
It doesn't have to be a circle. It could be a rectangle, like mom used
Does
to
it have
make
to
it.
be hand spun or pressed? Can it be rolled
It
or hand
doesn't
spun?
matter. It doesn't matter.
No, no, you're well.
As long as it's a flat bread. I mean, pizza's flat bread, otherwise called flatbread for a reason. Yeah.
You're pulling the whole judgmental on the deep dish, but then you're saying hand tossed or pressed. No, it's a different thing. It's got to be hand
Jesus. It's like, oh
tossed.
wow, I could tell this pizza's hand tossed. You can't freaking tell. Come
You can
on.
by the Italian, by the little Italian arm hairs in it, usually.
Oh, they could fall off easily as he's using a rolling
Could
pin.
usually tell a good authentic pizza by when you go, you're going, and you
Oh.
got that little Italian arm hair in it, usually.
Oh, you hope it's
Big
arm
and
hair.
black and thick. It's like thick and black.
Oh man,
Makes a
that's
good pizza.
God.
That's when you know it's original traditional pie right there. You're like, that's a good pie.
Right. Here's an unpopular opinion. Size matters. And I think she's talking about a penis.
Penises?
Yeah. Size matters. Yeah. Doesn't go into elaboration. I guess I'm
It
just gonna
could be
say,
anything. You don't know what
yeah.
she's really talking about. Tires?
Well, Could be, yeah. And they size does matter when you're buying tires, that's for sure. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not gonna talk about that more. I'm just not. No. No.
Penis.
Tina, yeah, I'm just
okay.
Yeah. 40 years
How
old.
Come is, you said, wait a minute, you said monogamous like 18 times, but you can't say penis more than once.
I just said that, but I don't mind the word penis, but I don't want to talk about, I feel really insecure talking about.
It's upsetting when you say it too.
Male size. And it's not, and the reason for that is because, I don't know. I guess I see now I'm blushing.
It's uncomfortable when you say it too, actually. So you're right. There's something about the way you say it. It's not,
maybe it is. Well, you can pick up on the vibe, man. That
it makes me
it's not,
feel
not a
weird
good vibe.
The way you say it.
Yeah, I feel cheap and dirty right now. So
it makes me clench in fear.
Yeah, it's like okay, here we go. Unpopular opinion. I would say this one's a popular opinion for me. No. It is unpopular for one reason. 40 years old is too old to become a ballerina.
That's not too old.
It's not too old. It's not too old. So her opinion is unpopular because...
just for her, because I've never heard anybody else say that in my life.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Really,
so she's got it right. She's got it right. Okay. Yep. It'd
be really hard to
this
be
person. Yeah, it'd be hard. I mean, doing... Yeah, it is. The older we get, the harder it is to learn those things. No
be on the tips of your toes, bro. The tips of your freaking toes.
Yeah, bro.
Broheim?
Yeah, bro. I'm going to use bro just to make fun of you the rest of this episode a lot.
Okay. All right, bro.
I hate hiking up mountain trails. This is one person. Lobster is gross. Sometimes you have to pick a booger. Hey, no, that's not. That's just a fact. Granny,
I'm fighting it right now. I have a nose hair right now. I'm fighting.
There
it.
You go. Granny panties are comfy. I don't like my feet.
Is that unpopular?
I guess it is. I've never worn granny panties, so
I mean,
would never
I
know.
Feel like that's off base. I like that. That's an unpopular opinion. Like that's shared by people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Little slick, little silky panties are comfortable though.
Yep. And I don't like my feet massaged. Who doesn't like a good foot massage?
I don't like feet, mine or anybody else. Terrible. Feet are terrible.
So that's what it is. Some people have a repulsion of feet. Other people are like,
feet
got
are
foot fetishes.
Terrible.
Really?
No, those feet are fucking terrible and they got to be stopped.
So you don't like having your foot massage or your feet massage?
Nothing about feet. Nothing around feet. I don't even like looking at my feet. I hate when I have to deal with my feet.
You know, I feel so much smarter wearing these glasses. I just had that thought.
You look smarter. You are smarter.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. And Christmas is about Santa. Yeah.
It's about our Lord and Savior, but...
Well, that's just it, because... Eric Clark's going to listen to this, and sorry, I just said his last name. I think people know it though, and he's gonna get upset.
Clarksonville.
He's going to be upset. Clarkson, that I just Fieldville. Read that out loud. Christmas is about Santa. It's actually.
I mean, it is for a lot of people.
Yeah, man. Hey, I don't know.
I mean, we know where those people are going, but whatever. Oh, so hope you do a spit take. Damn it. It takes you a second.
Okay, here we go. Adam Sandler movies irritate me almost as much as Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's interesting because on my list I have Adam Sandler comedy movies are actually pretty funny. I feel guilty for saying that, but
I own them. I own them on VHS tape. I do. Yeah. I own a whole bunch of them. I think I own almost all of them. But here's the deal about his comedies. It could be an unpopular opinion, I believe, either way. That's probably split down the middle. Like if you say Adam Sandler comedy movies are the best, that's probably a very unpopular opinion. But at the same time, if you say they're the worst, I think that's split down the middle by right down our whole community.
Could be,
you know,
it could be. Yeah. Yeah, and this one, maybe there isn't an in between. Either you enjoy them or you don't. And if you
I
don't, you
love
tend to
it.
be repulsed by them. Well, I mean, I guess my belief is this: they're mindless. There's not much to him, but he knows what he's creating. And yeah, they're full of cheap laughs, but every once in a while we need one. And
All
I
that
get.
juvenile humor is a lot of man-based humor, but also he puts in all those nostalgic 80s songs, man. He really goes for there's a lot of great songs, and then he puts little cocktail tidbits at the end. And like, I wonder what Billy Madison is doing today, and if Billy Madison had a kid, if he struggles the same way. Like, that's where I'm at.
They should do a sequel to Billy Madison where he does have a kid.
Where he's the dad and he's trying to raise a kid, but he's still such a dunce cap that his kid is as bad as him and he can't grow up.
I mean, it would suck, but why not?
Oh my
Why
God, it'd
not?
be great. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
Another opinion: cheese ruins a lot of good dishes. I agree with this,
I saw
especially.
that one. That one made me laugh.
That was from my kid Micah. I would agree, especially when it comes to seafood. Cheese does not belong in seafood, on seafood, any type, ever.
Not true.
Cheese on fish? Nope, don't do it.
No, it's incorporated in a lot of seafood.
It's wrong. It's sacrilegious.
I
It's
love it. So you wouldn't have a nice lobster mac, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not a big lobster person anyway, but who the hell would eat mac and cheese with lobster in it? Yuck.
You're just upping the ante. If you take any meal that you kind of like, and then you throw lobster in there, you just made it like exquisite. No? Popcorn. Say you make popcorn, and you're like, this is good popcorn, and you dice up some lobster and throw her in there.
Lobster popcorn.
I just invented it. That would be good. With cheese all over top of it. Grated Parmesan cheese.
Oh man, that sounds really nasty.
I bet it's wonderful.
God, I think my stomach, in fact, I know my stomach just turned on that one.
Do you
Right.
think the first time two guy like a guy went, I wonder what this peanut butter would be like with chocolate? Do you think people actually went, that's probably disgusting? They probably did. If I'm
No, I
sad, I
don't
wouldn't
think
do it.
so. I don't think so. No, man. No, not at all.
Well, you wouldn't know when you first try it. Like, I've had peanut butter in an onion slice sandwich and I thought it would be disgusting. It was awesome.
Oh my God.
It's really good.
Now I'm gonna have to try it, but
But you
my
got to
own.
get like a Vidalia, nice sweet onion. Don't get a yellow or anything. Roll
Right.
that.
Well, sure, because you can almost eat Vidalia onions just as is,
It's
because they're
so
so
good,
sweet.
Matt. Oh, it surprised me. I was like, I can't believe how good this is.
Okay, and this is the last one from the face thing before I scroll back to the top and start reading the ones that I documented. Real bacon is nasty. That's an extremely unpopular opinion because bacon is just awesome. Sorry, that's a
Did you ever
fact.
have it non-cured or non-smoked? I mean, non-smoked, just the right off the rib.
No.
It's
Have
really
you?
good.
It's really
Yeah.
good
We
that
used to
way.
get the whole slab. We'd get the slab sent back, and my mom would cut it by
Oh
hand, and
man.
she cut thick slices, and it wasn't smoked. It was right off the back. Oh, it was so good.
That sounds really good. Yeah, damn. Okay. Here's one for you. The best cookies in the world are oatmeal raisin.
That is disgusting.
I'm telling you. I don't understand people's repulsion to raisins. It's like oatmeal
You tried
raisins
to
are the
feed me
bomb.
raisin toast. You tried to feed me raisin toast when I was there at your apartment, like my mom used to do. And I was like, how many times, mom? Stop buying the crap. Cinnamon raisin toast. And I go, how many times, mom? I'm not a big toast fan, and I'm not eating those friggin' squirrely raisins get into everything.
Who doesn't like cinnamon raisin toast?
You know when raisins are the best? When they're a fucking grape, Matt. When they're a grape, like they're supposed to be.
Who was the first
It's a
one to
dead
try?
grape.
Who was the first one to dry a grape?
You know, like a person expires on the side of the street. They were pretty cool when they were breathing and talking to you, but then they wrinkle up and start smelling. That's a raisin. That's a fucking raisin. It's dead. It's a dead grape. And bury it.
It's a dead grape.
Bury it. Yeah, get the gasoline out, pour it into the friggin' little hole, and bury it. I have no business. And like the cranberry, too. It gets into everything. I like cranberries, though. But
cranberries are awesome, man.
Until they're a craisin.
Craisins. Yeah. They're good in salad. The TV show Friends sucks. Of course, a lot of people have that opinion, but some people really like it. So, yeah.
I didn't think it sucked. It was like very competitive with Seinfeld at the time. And they thought, people thought that it was keeping up with Seinfeld.
But to even mention it in the same breath as Seinfeld is wrong.
Totally different.
Well, Seinfeld was just a much cleverer and better show. I mean, there's no question. Okay. And I did say pineapple belongs on pizza. We had that discussion. Katy Perry is better than Taylor Swift.
Oh, way better. Yeah. Katy Perry. I call her when you know her like I do. She's Katy Perry.
Oh,
it must be. Like I do.
That's a story for another podcast.
We're pissing people off all over the place. Like Taylor Swift doesn't even have a business getting on a stage with a microphone in her hand. She's a piece of trash.
Ooh, strong opinion.
She should
there.
Be taken out. She needs to be taken out front and put by the street with the raisins.
Some people might take that as a threat, and this show will be taken down. I'll get warnings and all that other stuff.
No, she's not real anyway. It doesn't matter. It's not like she's a human.
She's like a hologram. She's like an AI hologram or something.
She's a sim. She's that. Yeah, people are just seeing what they think is good.
I see.
Other sims really like her.
No, and I'm not saying I dislike Taylor Swift. I just think Katy Perry's better, and I certainly do not wish Taylor Swift to become a raisin, just to clarify. But yes.
Well, it's going to happen eventually.
Well, it happens eventually to all of us, right? Not anytime soon. Yeah. All right. Top Gun isn't a good movie. Nope. Top Gun's not a good movie. Nope. Sorry.
I don't know. Which one are we talking about here?
The first one that came out in the 80s. I haven't seen the second one, but since I didn't like the first one, I'm sure the second one I wouldn't like either.
That broad was kind of cute that they couldn't get back.
Broad. We don't use broad, the term broad, that way. It's 2023.
The broad shoulder girl. She had broad shoulders.
We don't use girl either. She was a woman.
She was a broad shoulder. Well, back then she was pretty young. She was a girl. I guess she didn't age good, so she didn't want to come back. She's like 80 now. But she had broad shoulders to carry that flick and that guy.
Jesus. Yeah.
She had to carry a whole cast of characters in a movie and that little fella.
Did you like Top Gun?
The first one because of that dame.
Because of Kelly. Was it Kelly McGinnis?
McGillis.
Kelly McGillis. Yeah.
No, she was all right. I'm just joking. I'm mostly joking.
Nice.
She was all right.
Let's see. The best flavor of ice cream is vanilla. Yep.
Just like friggin' white people.
No, it's not because I'm white or anything. It's
just like, vanilla's the best. Yeah, why can't it be chocolate?
Chocolate's a little too sweet sometimes. That's all. You know, it's
the best one is butter almond.
Butter almond's good, yeah. And it's like I like probably most ice cream flavors. Cookie dough's too sweet. But, I mean, you can't beat just basic vanilla ice cream.
You can. I mean, vanilla bean was good when it had all the little speckles in it.
Well, yeah, and I would say vanilla bean and vanilla are, you know, kind of comparable. But vanilla bean's better than vanilla, definitely.
It's vanilla bean, they used to tell me when I was a little kid. I didn't realize till later in life that they were just trying to find a place to put all those fleas.
Oh, man.
I didn't know. We grew up, it was hardcore. And they were like, it's vanilla bean, have it. It's popular now. I'm like, it's so good.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Definitely.
Yeah, until half of my vanilla beans would jump out of the friggin' container.
Yeah, because they're still alive. Cause...
Yeah.
All right.
They start biting you. It's not pleasant.
No, it's not. It's not. A winter in Maine is better than summer in any state south of Kittery, south of the Maine border. I'd rather have a winter in Maine than any place south of Maine.
I'm glad finally somebody
during the summer. During the summer. During the summer. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody said it. All people do here is complain about the weather. Like the last years, I come up and it's dry, and they're like, "It's so fucking dry, too dry." It's too. I come up this year, like, "It's damn rain, it's rain, it's damn rain." I'm like, "Oh my God, be happy with something, people. Like, enjoy something in life." You
Especially
know?
When it's 112 degrees in Florida without the humidity, and it's like, ugh,
like Bill
gross.
Cosby used to say, the great Cos used to say, "Have a Coke and a smile, and shut the fuck up."
That was
You know what I mean?
Richard Pryor.
No, it's Bill Cosby.
No.
Bill Cosby did the Coca-Cola, remember?
He did
Have
the
a Coke and a smile.
Coca-Cola commercials. But then it was Eddie Murphy's Raw, where he tells that story. And Richard Pryor was the one that said to Eddie Murphy, "Well, tell him I said, go have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up." That's how that went.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Tacos are better than pizza. Tacos are
not
better
even
than
close.
Tacos
not
are better
close.
than pizza.
Nope. Let's just do the whole rest of the podcast going nope. Nope. Yep.
Nope.
Nope. Yep.
It is. I mean, pizza can think about it. Tacos, it's tacos are just good. They're never bad. Tacos are never bad.
If you make them at home, like, did you ever get the ones? And they stand with the flat bottom, and they're so like,
yeah, sure.
We will have them like it's a soft one that stands with a little flat bottom, and then the hard one goes in it or around it. And then you do at home, I can do a taco. I'm not Mexican food liker. I can, it's got to be authentic. And I guess authentic probably means really Americanized. I don't know what it means, but
well,
you and I talked
always,
about this the other day.
Sure.
That you know it's going to be good. As soon as you get the chips and salsa on the table, you know it's going to be good or bad.
The restaurant. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because if they're good chips and the salsa is like homemade and you can tell it's homemade, then chances are it's going to be a good Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Or what we consider Mexican restaurants in our part of the world. All right, here we go.
I go into a Mexican restaurant by me and it's all white American Caucasian workers in the back.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's
the,
not a,
the irony.
It is. It is. I remember being out in California and going to a Mexican restaurant where most of the workers were indeed Mexicans. And that was a good restaurant, too.
No, I'm saying like by me, the Applebee's will be full of Mexicans in the back, the cooks, the dishwashers, and everything. But every time I go to a Mexican restaurant, it's just all a bunch of white guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't at all. All right. Going to the beach is overrated. Take me on a hike up a hill instead. I'd rather go on a hike up a hill than go to the beach any day.
I like both.
Yeah. Yeah. You like both equally?
I like mountains and I like the beach. Like I've never been away. I'm an East Coast boy. I've never been more than a half hour from the beach. But
yeah.
I love mountains too. I said to Tommy one time, this is where my brother can be pretty clever sometimes. I said to him a while back, I go, you know, Tom, if I could have both worlds, if I could just drag those mountains to the beach, bro, I'd be happy. And he goes, yeah, bro, it's called Hawaii.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
He got me
yeah.
good though, right? Like he got yeah. me immediately. He goes, yeah, it's called Hawaii. I'm like, oh.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet your brother Tom eats a lot of spam and pineapple pizza. Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't eat much of anything anymore. He's like a stick figure.
Is he really? Yeah. Well, we got to get Tommy eating something then. All right. Birthday cake really isn't that good. I just not a big
it's
fan
not.
Of birthday cake. No. I have a pie made on my birthday. So, yeah.
No, if you have a good cake, any cake you're going to eat, which probably technically isn't cake, it's the ice cream cake from Carvel with the little chocolate chunks in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Of course, we had the Dairy Queen ice cream cakes up here, which probably comparable. Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, good. Harry Potter is way overrated.
I think so.
Yeah. Cargo shorts are stylish and awesome. I love
I'm wearing
cargo
them right
shorts.
Now.
Freaking, yeah. They supposedly they went out of style about 20 years ago. But I've been wearing them. I love cargo shorts.
I'm actually not wearing anything below my waist right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of... that's icky.
I'm naked.
No, you're not. No, you're, I don't...
I am. I put a little napkin on the chair under my junk because I don't like my stuff touching the chair.
Oh God. Oh God.
And then the napkin, if I sit too long, the napkin, the paper towel like sticks. It's
Oh
weird. And
God.
then you walk around, you got a stuffed paper.
Okay. Okay. La 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 la. Plug in my ears on that one. All right. Holding hands in public is kind of sweet. I like
No.
hold it. You don't like holding hands in public?
That's annoying as anything can be.
I love
Like,
holding hands in public. Yeah.
no, PDA is bad news, man. It's a sign of
Really?
weakness.
Okay.
Yeah, all PDA is a
I
sign of
mean,
weakness.
I think like kissing in front of a
No.
group people, I can see that being cringeworthy, but
In
just
a
holding
restaurant
hands
at a
something like,
table?
yeah.
No, not even.
I
Holding
think
hands? No.
holding hands, cuddling up, I think that's fine in public. I actually kind
It's
of
a sign of weakness. Have some respect for yourself.
sign of weakness, huh? Yeah. See,
Have a little respect for
that's
yourself.
you buying into the patriarchy, Stout. But that will be another episode.
I'm not buying into the patriarchy. I think women have a place and they should stay right there in the kitchen
Oh,
making me a
there
sandwich.
you go. Put that into quotes. This isn't
I'm
about
not, I don't know what this
the
patriarchy thing you're talking about is, but as long as the woman's in there when I want a sandwich and it's made.
Oh,
That's
cringe.
called tradition, is what that's called. That's
Tradition.
tradition.
All right. Cheeseburgers are better than lobster rolls. Yep. Yes, they are. True Mainers do not eat lobster.
You're so friggin' sick of it.
Yeah. Well, I never liked it anyway. I'll eat it if it's the only thing there, but I can't
You know
remember
what?
the.
Plus, it's $40 an ounce. That's why you guys don't need it. Like, I'm not getting that. I can get a cheeseburger for, you know, even cheeseburgers now are like 15 friggin' dollars, though. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff, man. Good stuff. I'll pay $15 for a cheeseburger. Especially if I go in there with a gift card that brings it right down. All right.
Bring the minimum had.
Yep. Okay. Christmas is the third best holiday. First being Halloween and the second being Thanksgiving.
I like all holidays. I've always been a nobody I know likes holidays. I like them all. I like them all because they're all just, it just gives me an excuse to have that escapism maybe in my head. You know, the
Sure.
jingly stuff at Christmas and the vibe people get. People are nice to each other for like 2 days in a year. And
2 days in a year.
like you go to the store, people smile and they get out of your way at Christmas. And there's no rhyme or reason that it can't happen all year long, but
Fair
you know,
enough.
Santa doesn't bring the happiness all year. He just brings it a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you watch Violent Night?
No, I should though. I
It's an
should.
awesome movie, man. That's the real Santa coming out. That you
That's
got
a
to see
real.
that. You would love it, dude. It's full of so much humor and violence and gore. I wouldn't recommend it to a lot of people, but
Humor, violence, and gore. Oh my.
oh my God, it's so good.
This is kind of a lame one, but I put button-up collars on dress shirts are fine and stylish. You know how some collars on your button-up shirts have the button-up collar, as opposed to just having it like hanging out, whatever. Supposedly, button-up collars went out of style. I don't know, maybe 5 to 8 years ago.
Button-up collar shirts? You mean like a polo shirt with the buttons there, or like a full button-up dress shirt?
A full button-up dress shirt that has the button-up collar. Yeah.
You know what you can't do in a workplace? You cannot
What's
have
that?
the button-up dress shirt with short sleeves and wear a freaking tie. That is
Yeah,
something you can't do.
that looks bad. I think, yeah, if you short sleeve shirts with ties, no, there's not a guy in the
You're
world that can
either
pull that off.
Pick a way to go. You're either going to short sleeve it, take the tie out of the mix, unbutton a button, or put some sleeves on there and dress with a stylish shirt. And they always wear the stupidest ones too. It's like the plain white short sleeve or a goofy one instead of going all in with their dress up. And that was Jeff Cassano taught me that.
Yeah, you gotta,
Jeff was
yeah.
that's one of his things. He's like, you don't do that. That's wrong. You can't
Just
do that.
yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
I think Jeff used to throw up a little in his mouth when he'd see a guy in the office like that.
The best way to sleep is naked.
No.
Really? Really?
Mostly, yeah, you're gooing up your sheets and stuff. You wash your sheets more and just gooing stuff up. And,
That's okay, but I mean...
Plus, everything's really pokey.
Everything's really pokey?
Yeah, like, the older I get, it's uncomfortable. Like, everything's all pokey in the bed.
See, but the thing is, if you take all your clothes off, there's nothing binding up and whatever else, so...
No, but the bed's all pokey. Like, if there's any little nubblet in the bed, like, things just
then
poke
your body
you.
Feels it. Well, that's interesting, yeah. Flying on a plane alone is better than flying with someone.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, traveling by yourself via the airplane.
I've never had the whole jet empty just for me. I don't understand what you're saying. That would be awesome.
No. Meaning you wouldn't bring anyone on your vacation with you. You're flying without your family. You're flying without your friends. You're flying without your girlfriend, wife, etc. Boyfriend.
Do you know what pisses my family and friends off the most, Matt?
What's that?
I refuse to pick a seat because it's $25 more each leg, each way. And it pisses them off because if we're on the same flight, they just sit wherever and I sit wherever and they're up front and I'm in the back.
So you prefer flying by yourself as well? I mean,
cheap too. I'm not going to pay fucking $25 because I say where I'm going to sit. What do I care where I sit?
$25.
It's $25 per leg. And then you check a bag. That's $80, and then you have a carry-on. That's $25. So I don't do any of that.
You're saving $25 by not picking your seat
per leg. Yeah, there's $50.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if I'm flying with somebody, 25 per seat, do the math, Matt. That's $100. Why? Because of insecurity? Because we have to hold hands in public? We have to sit next to each other? Come on. So, I'll tell you, it pissed somebody in my life off pretty bad when I did that a couple times. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I went, listen, that's $100. I said, we're in the same tube in the sky.
Some people would pay extra money so they wouldn't have to sit next to their significant other or a family member that annoys them. But you're saving money and still, you know, allowing
yourself. I'll see you when we get there. See you when we're wheels down. I'll see you then. And then I change seats anyway. I get up and move to where there's empty seats.
Mm-hmm. Next opinion. Differing political affiliations, beliefs do matter in serious relationships.
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question? What?
Yeah, I can. I muffled it a little bit. Differing political beliefs do matter in serious relationships. So if you have an opposing... you know what I mean.
I've seen couples that get along just fine. They're polar opposite on that spectrum.
Yeah, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I know you couldn't do it. I know. That's why you and I broke up.
Exactly.
Damn it. It's just your brain. I'm trying to get the spit taken. I don't know if we're off time a little with the, like, maybe I have a little latence, but as soon as you were chugging that, I was like, that's why we broke up. Now waited for you. And then it must come through right after.
There's about a 5-second lag right around there. But I keep on checking my hair in this camera.
It's not 5 seconds, Matt. It's like a 0.05.
Oh, 0.05, yeah. 0.05, 0.06, 10 seconds, yeah, something like that.
Well, your brain's like 5 seconds behind. That's what's happening.
You're right. Okay. French fries are... French fries with gravy is better than French fries with ketchup.
You have them with cheese and gravy. It's called a disco fry.
Yep. That would be good. Then, of course, if you add
lobster.
Cheese, lobster fries. I'm sure it's been done. Lobster poutine. You know lobster poutine's been done somewhere. You know it's been done. Yeah. Yeah. And it's wrong. It's wrong, I tell you. All right. You're going to like this one. Heavy metal music really isn't that good.
I don't know. I like all music, so I'm not the one to even talk to
Yeah.
about that. I like it all. Heavy metal's good. Rock's good. Soft rock's good. Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. You like yacht rock, do you?
Yeah, I could listen to a little yacht rock now and again. I'm sure I'd get punched in the face by like Queens of the Stone Age guys would probably punch me for that one, but yeah,
Fair.
why not?
Pancakes are really good with peanut butter and syrup.
Pancakes are a terrible idea. Never
Pancakes with,
understood it.
you just don't like pancakes in general?
I don't seek out a pancake. I did when I was a kid, but no, I
I
don't like
see.
pancakes. Waffle, though. I don't know why a waffle is different. I could eat the heck out of a waffle.
Yeah, waffles are good. Yeah, I prefer waffles over pancakes myself. Okay, pop music at a club is better than rock and roll at a club.
I didn't even waffle on that last one.
Ooh, pun, bro.
Pop music at a club doesn't even make sense. I don't know that I've heard pop music at a club.
You
You
know
talking
what?
about the club? At the club?
At the club, I'm talking about a dance club. Pop music is
It's
better.
not dance music. Dance music is dance music. Pop music, what are you talking about? You go in here, Boy George at the club?
Yeah, like Boy George, Michael
No,
Jackson, Taylor
it
Swift,
doesn't
Katy
exist. It doesn't
Perry.
exist. I don't know
That's
where they're
pop
going
music.
because that's a bar. That's not a club. At the club,
Okay,
it's.
okay, okay, okay. Let me rephrase it then. Let me rephrase it. Pop music is better at a bar than rock and roll is at a bar.
Yeah, I feel like that person who said it was never had never visited the club.
The club. Yep, exactly. I'm the one that
You know what I
said it.
mean?
I've never
The
been to a
club.
club.
You did? You
I
did?
did. These
That's
are
the
all mine.
stupidest thing that's
These are
ever.
all mine. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds r about right then. Because the
Yeah.
club, you go there, Matt. You go in, it's like. That's called the drop, the beat drop.
There you go. There you
Where do
go.
you go where you're playing Madonna like a virgin? Where are you
Well,
going?
it's been years since that has happened, but I'm thinking of like Pete and Larry's or the Bounty places, you know, but we're familiar with places like that, but they don't exist anymore, really. I mean, that I know of.
Yeah. They were like big bars. They're barely a club.
Apparently, yeah. They had a club feel to them. I mean, I
Champions
guess.
was kind of a club. It was a club of muscle-headed, friggin' steroid freaked out dudes that wanted to beat the crap out of each other all the time. That's
Then they would hop
what
over to
the
the
Champions.
bar and where there'd be a DJ, then they would dance.
Yeah. They wanted to kick the shit out of each other all the time. That's what Champions was all about.
Right. It's okay for two responsible adults to have a kid together without getting married.
Like straight people or married
It
or
doesn't
gay
matter.
people,
It can be
all
gay. Then
people,
let me
same
repeat it.
sex.
No, I didn't say anything about same sex or anything. I just said it's okay for two responsible adults to have kids together without getting married.
Probably nobody should have kids for quite a while. We should be under a billion. We're at like 8 to 9, we're between 8 and 9 billion.
Nice thing.
We should be like 500 million to a billion on the world. So
So your
people should
bullet.
just knock it off.
So your belief is that just people shouldn't have kids,
Knock it
period.
off.
Just knock it off.
Not, you're
Okay.
just raising a bunch of insane jerk offs anyway.
There you go.
Right?
Sure.
So, no, I don't know. I don't know that that's an unpopular opinion, though, about two adults not married shouldn't raise a kid. Is that an
You would have it.
unpopular?
It probably isn't as unpopular as it used to be. Certainly in our lifetime, there was a period where that would have been a very unpopular opinion.
If any two people, I don't care if they're married or not, any two people, wherever they come from, can raise a child properly, then anybody should be able to raise a child. Because in my experience and a lot of people's experience, two adults separated and had a broken home and didn't do jack shit. One of them would always back out or they'd fight with each other and it wasn't beneficial to the kids. So yes, If two people married or not can raise a child properly, then anybody should be able to be in that position.
Sure.
That wasn't even me being funny.
Well, we can be a little serious on this show as well. Yep.
Well, that's about it for me. You know what? What are you doing later? You want to go to hit the clear?
Clear. Flirting at times is better than sex.
Cute. That's so precious. Oh my goodness. That's wonderful. You are so adorable.
Oh, thank you.
I could pet your hair right now. You're so sweet. You're so gentle. Flirting could be as good or better than actual penetration. I've never heard that's not even an that's something that just came out. I've never even heard that on the earth. You know what's better? Oh my God. Oh yeah, exactly. Yep. Sure. Okay.
Raisinets are really good in movie theater popcorn.
You know how I feel about this.
They are,
With
man. They're
your Taylor Swift reaching into your popcorn bundle.
Nice, nice. Let's see.
You
Oh,
know what
this
the
one's a
best thing
little.
about raisins is? What's the best thing about raisins, Matt? It was heard it through the grapevine.
Grapevine,
Remember the
mama
California raisins?
word in your brain. Yeah, man, that
Great
was awesome.
barrel. Sing it like
Yeah.
the 90s. Heard it through the grape barrel.
Right. Here we go. Unless one is outside and the purpose is to keep the sun or rain off their face, hats should never be worn by men.
Not true. Oh, that, well, the rain or sun, that's the biggest reason I wear them. But I don't know. It's just a fashion statement for a lot of guys too.
It
Not
shouldn't.
sideways or backward, like with that sideways look with the punk look with the flat brim, like yo, what's up? What's up? You know who I am? You know who I am? I'm like, oh my God. Yeah,
Okay,
that's
so
wrong. But
I mean, sometimes I wear one when I'm trying to cover up a bad hair day, but I never wear it as a fashion statement. And that's the issue. Some guys never take their hats off. A pet peeve of mine is see, going into a restaurant, a relatively nice restaurant, and you see several men in the place wearing a ball hat. I
no,
mean,
you take your hat off if you're going in an establishment to eat. You take that thing off.
right. And I understand some guys are bald, and but I'd rather see a bald head than just somebody wearing a hat all the time.
I saw your supportive hat recently, the Army one. That's good support for the military. Way to go, Matt. Strength
Actually
in
was a
numbers.
It wasn't army, it was farmy.
Boots on the ground, Matt. I got you.
It
Army.
was
I know where you're coming from.
farmy.
Boots on the ground, Matt. I got you. That was a good one. I was like, how supportive is he?
Yeah. Hey, this next one, you're gonna get mad at me.
I'm
Jason
already
Bate
mad.
Oh, there you go. Jason Bateman is not a good actor.
That's bullshit. I gotta
No.
go. I got things to do. I'm out of here. Bullshit.
He's
This
going.
interview is over.
This
No,
interview's
I will be right
over.
back. Go on, talk
Okay,
amongst
he's
yourselves.
going. Yeah, basically, while he's away, what I can say about that is it's not that he hasn't been in things that are good. Arrested Development is good. I would say Ozark, though maybe slightly overrated, is good.
You really
But
thought I
he
left?
is Jason, he's the same guy in every single movie or TV show or whatever
You
he
went
is
on
in.
about him.
Yeah.
You were supposed to talk about some crap. I didn't even get the chance to defend my boy.
Well, go
My
ahead,
man
defend him.
crush. He's my
Go
man
ahead.
crush.
So why is he your man crush?
He's not as versatile as he could be. He does have a lot of the same looks and in his ways, but it works for me. And plus, he's pretty versatile. Like he's funny and he's serious. And yes, both in the same way. Like he could say the same thing and it comes off the same way, but either funny or serious. I like him. I've always liked him. He's an interesting cat to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he's a good writer. I think having him on a production set is beneficial. All right. Here's
Don't
one.
Judge him too much until. Can you see the thing that I told you to watch recently with them behind the scenes with their podcast?
Yeah, with Will Arnett and. Who's the other one? Will Arnett? Seth Rogen? No, it wasn't Seth Rogen.
No. Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes, right. Right. Right.
But I borrowed a couple ideas from them for maybe first spoiler alert, possibly something for you and I to try to do later that I've talked to you about, but we won't mention it now. We don't want the fans to know anything yet.
We don't. Exactly.
It could be in develop. We could develop this maybe in the future, but watch that thing because you'll find that Jason bounces off everybody really good. And he's a, he's a bastard. He's like really facetious.
I'll have to take a look. Okay, now, this one might be controversial, but maybe not. NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys are actually pretty good, or were actually pretty good, because NSYNC's no longer together.
I flipped stations so much that I had something on the other morning. I brought Sean down to the train station. I didn't drop him at the train station. For everybody who watches Yellowstone, I literally brought him to Brunswick. So it wasn't like I dropped my nephew at the train station. I don't want anybody to get the bad, wrong idea. But I was coming back and I had one of those pop stations on and some NSYNC song played. And I was actually listening to it. And I go, this is NSYNC. They always have that. They'll sing the lovey parts and then it goes. Like all those boy bands had that sound.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So you could tap a toe, you know?
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to read one more, and I do have more, but we can always do a part two to this down the road. And we've been going for a little more than an hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's trying to get rid of me already.
We've been on for an hour. That's a good episode. If we go on too much longer, people are listening. Yeah,
he's had enough. I can always tell when the show's going miserably for him, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's going awesome.
This is just to our listeners. Matt, plug your ears. He's trying to get rid of me.
Not true. It's not true at all. It's not true at all. Okay, here it is. The 90s were better than the 80s in every which way possible. Cultural, political, social, individual. The 90s were better than the 80s.
I mean, the 70s were pretty cool. I mean, I didn't have as hard a time with the 90s that a lot of people did, or the 80s. The 80s didn't bring a lot of great stuff as far as music and stuff. It was more pop culture, and you know. But I don't know if I compare them. They're so different for me. I lived totally different lives in the 80s and 90s. The 90s came and it opened my eyes to things I'd never done or heard or seen before. I don't know. They're just so different.
Yeah, and I mean, we came of age in the 80s. We were kids in the 80s, and the 90s is when we emerged into adulthood. And that certainly, just the two different phases of our lives would make each decade seem different than the other.
But keep in mind also, Matt, we were still in fear, and the generations that have come after us, after Gen X, they've fallen apart because they didn't have that feeling of a lot of generations to have of fear. We were still in fear of being fucking bombed and hiding under our desks in school and shit. And that was a constant real. That shit was real.
We never hid under our desks for. We had the fallout shelters. We didn't
emergency drills.
We didn't.
You had to get under your desk.
You did not. You saw that on a.
You blanked them out because you were scared. You were scared
you had
like
a 50,
little baby.
You watched too many 1950s.
You were afraid a Russian woman was going to run in our thing with the big. Hat with the star on it and shoot us. That's what you were afraid of. You don't remember. You blanked it out.
Well, I remember the fear of the cold, you know, that the Cold War brought. And
the nukes.
Sure. I remember that. We didn't have drills. Come on, man.
Were those Russian broads not hot though? Every Russian chick is like they were breeding some hot ones.
Well, if you're watching movies like Spies Like Us. But I mean, I can't.
Did you just bring up a Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd reference?
No, that was
Spies Like Us.
Spies Bill Like Murray, Us Dan was Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Bill Murray. Was it Chevy Chase?
It was Chevy Chase. Yeah. Yeah.
They
Pretty
were, they
forgettable
went
too.
over
Yeah.
the,
And but the
I watched
Russian,
that in the theater.
yeah, it's a, it, in the Russian, the woman playing the Russian actress was Vanessa Angel, who was very attractive. But you know, that's your image of what
No.
Russian women look like
No,
from that move, from that
I've met
movie.
no, I've met a lot of Russian women.
Oh, okay. You have?
And they're, yeah, and a lot of them are very da.
Yeah, I see.
Duh.
Well, good. All right. Well, I'm going to leave it at that. This has been a really good show, and I appreciate you
Yeah, I
coming.
don't know now. I have a complex. I feel weird.
You do? No, you
Yeah,
shouldn't.
I feel like you've judged the show and are judging me, and it didn't go as well as you'd like. And I kind of want to start over.
You want to just do the whole show over? Yeah.
I want to start over like yesterday with half of the songs. Let's do it again.
Let's do
Let's do it
it
again.
again. Well, maybe I brought up raisins too many times because, and I know, and I should have remembered your dislike of raisins. Yeah. As he throws his headphones down and walks away. Yeah. All right, bro.
All right, bro. You got
All right,
it in
bro.
there.
Yeah. All
All
right.
right,
This
bro.
is, go ahead.
I'll talk to you later. I love you. I'm glad. I hope everybody listens to this one.
Absolutely.
It
Love you
could
too,
have been
man.
funnier, but
Oh,
love
come
you,
on. It was a riot.
man.
This has been the Wicked Awesome Podcast. And thank you for listening. Till next time, love you all and take care. Bye-bye.